Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
I'm always eating in here. I'm sorry.
I know. This is like...
The only time I ever see you with these wasabi nuts is Thursdays.
Yeah.
You don't eat them any other
day. She doesn't eat them anytime outside of just when we... I literally press record on the podcast.
Well, I do, I think, but you just don't see it.
I think they just pop up out of the... Like underneath the desk that we do the studio, like where we do this podcast.
There's a little hidden drawer under there.
You only ever eat the nuts on the podcast.
I'm willing to share them.
She does share them.
Yeah, but they're wasabi cashews, right?
Almonds, but have you ever had them?
I'm not an almond guy. I'm not an almond or cashew guy. I only like
peanuts. About a walnut?
A walnut.
A walnut.
A pistachio.
Like
I don't do those either. Mainly because I don't think I can say them properly.
How about a cashew?
Well, are you a pecan or pecan?
I don't like pecans. I say pecan.
Pecan.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking a pecan sandy.
Pecan sandy.
I'll change it for that.
What is pecan sandy?
I think it's a Girl Scout cookie.
Okay. No.
A pecan sandy.
A pecan.
Really?
What about, do you guys remember strawberry shortcake?
Yeah.
The little girl or like
the doll.
Dessert?
The little girl.
And they made dolls out of her. Too.
Yeah, the doll. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was
she had the little
Google?
Bonnet on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Not that I ever played with strawberry shortcake toys growing up.
Sure, you didn't.
I had a sister, guys. I had a sister.
Did you play dolls with her?
Oh, sometimes. No. It's a Keebler. You know these.
The elves?
Yeah. The pecan sandy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd recognize those.
Sorry, I only eat pecan sandies.
See, and I agree with you that pecan, that's the nut.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when it comes to the sandy, I do say pecan. It's kind of like the state of Oregon. It's Oregon. Until you're talking about the trail, I say Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail. Wow.
Which I know it's wrong.
I still say Oregon Trail.
I don't know why I do that.
I don't know why you do that either. I don't say that.
Well, okay.
I don't know.
It's funny you say that because I always say, you know, the pretzel place on the mall.
Auntie Anne's?
I always say Auntie Anne's. And it's to the point where I don't know why I say it because I say aunt. Like I call my aunts Aunt, you know, Louise, Aunt Ginger, you know, Aunt Tracy. But I don't.
It sounds so fancy, auntie.
Well, I mean, if you're getting pretzels in the mall, I feel like you are fancy. Like if you can afford the pretzels at the mall,
they are really expensive.
then you are kind of bougie. But yeah, but it's to the point where it's like I have said Auntie Anne's on air multiple times, and I have to like
stop yourself.
I have to remind myself that's not how people say it. You sound like a doofus.
I've been called out on air for saying.
Oregon Trail.
And I had to break it down. Like, I know I'm wrong, but I say it this way when I'm talking about the trail, and then I'll say it correctly if we're talking about the state.
Wow.
Which very rarely comes up that we're talking about the state of Oregon. But,
oh, man.
I don't think I say anything wrong.
Would you guys would you guys ever go on, like, would you guys ever hike the Oregon Trail? I don't even know if it's not an actual trail.
I would just... love to. There, you, I think you can. I can think you? It's out there, okay. Or at least parts. But doing, like, dropping out of society and trying to do, like, Lewis and Clark's venture
right.
would
oh
be
gosh.
Amazing.
Well, and that's the thing that, like, baffles me. It's like, they did this.
You don't like it?
No.
That face. You, what, the traveling? Oh.
She can't rough it.
You can't rough it.
No, I mean, you have a heavy ass backpack, right? You have to keep something to cook food, which means you have to have one of those little mini
Bunsen burner
things.
Yeah.
And you have to, it's like, and then you're in a tent through all the storms, wind storms, rain storms. It sounds like
you have to
like
go through the
adventure.
Rockies. You have to go through the Rockies.
I say this.
Wild animals, rattlesnake, you name it. It's like, if you really think about it.
I wouldn't make it to St. Louis.
It start in St. Louis?
Well, I mean, from Chicago.
It's the gateway,
like, I would turn
gateway
around.
To the west is
You're
the
right.
arch.
Absolutely. Good point. Yes.
So, but because I know the only reason I know this is obviously I used to live in St. Louis, but and at the arch, they have like an exhibit all about Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
And so they're big about Lewis and Clark in St. Louis.
I believe you're right.
So, but did they? I don't think they started there, though. Did they?
I think that might be like the Louisiana Purchase started beyond St. Louis, maybe.
Well, you are on the dean's list. You would know.
Yeah, right. You would know.
They got that territory for $3 million from France. Thomas Jefferson with the biggest hustle of all time.
Is that really true?
$3
million. How do you even know that?
In a book.
Oh, my God. See what I'm talking about?
That's best purchase ever.
Oh, absolutely. What a deal. New Orleans.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
You get a lot of nothing. You get a lot of the
you
Great Plains in that.
You get a lot of nothing, yeah. But the natural state, Arkansas's pretty.
Hey, Arkansas's pretty.
Don't sleep on Arkansas. It's the natural
state. I've never been.
I've only been.
You
to,
have.
I've only been to Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
I've driven through Arkansas.
Like the campus or something?
I've been to the campus of Arkansas in Fayetteville. But I've driven through Arkansas. I've driven through like Little Rock. I drove from Nashville to Dallas one time. Don't recommend it. It's a 11-hour
that
drive.
Would stink.
It's a beast.
I don't think I've been in any of the central U.S.
Really?
Any,
oh, wow.
Except
elitist.
Up in Minnesota.
the coastal elitist here.
No! More like.
But you've never been to California.
Are you talking
either,
like flyover country?
Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking like flyover country, like Nebraska, Kansas. Oklahoma.
She's a little. She legitimately flies over it all the time. She,
North Dakota, South Dakota. Never been.
No.
What about Missouri? Have you been to Missouri? Melissa, Missouri. I went to Mizzou. It's near and dear to my heart.
I've been in St. Louis once.
Okay.
I would
but I was little.
St. Louis counts.
I was little.
I would do Ozarks.
St. Louis and Kansas City and maybe Columbia. I'd say the only reason really to go to Missouri.
Really? Not even Ozarks? So I'm
No, the Ozarks. The Ozarks are cool. The Ozarks, more... Here we go. You want to talk about fun facts?
Oh, what?
The Ozarks, more coastline on the Ozarks, Lake of the Ozarks, than on the entire state of California.
Jason Bateman taught me that.
That's right. They did say that.
It's in the show.
They did say
episode
that.
Episode one.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed that he said that in the show because I was like, damn.
Is your fact
there
before
goes
the...
my fun fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have one fact.
What's that?
Because my mom lives now in Kentucky, the Kentucky River, okay, mm-hmm. I may be 2 miles off, is 184 miles long.
What?
184?
Really?
It's either 184 or 186.
That's almost as far as we are currently, where we stand right now, mm-hmm. From the closest Waffle House.
What is it? You
162.
Know it?
So about 20
where
miles
is
off.
It?
Your favorite restaurant.
Indianapolis, just outside of Indianapolis. We need a Waffle House in Chicago.
Are those only corporate owned, or does anybody franchise them out?
I think they're all corporate owned.
Oh, so you couldn't you couldn't open one here if you wanted to?
No, they do a lot of. I actually talked to circling it back to when I was in the Jake Owen music video. It was shot. I'm not name dropping. This is part of the story.
I'm letting it go.
How else would I have had this conversation? I talked to people from corporate. People from corporate were there.
It was I'm the wink kidding. When you said Jake Owen's music video that threw me off.
And it was the grin. It was the sheepish
Why
grin.
You put on sunglasses when you said that?
I did
that.
Put on
I'm not
sunglasses
sure.
And I said, you know, when I was on the Jake Owen music video.
And if you haven't seen it, go check it out on YouTube.
I'll never forget the spread that I had in my trailer for that shoot. It's amazing. I highly recommend it. Hash brown scattered, smothered and covered all in my...
What's smothered and covered?
You know what's funny? Can I tell you something that I've only ever revealed on this podcast?
You don't actually like White House?
No.
Waffle House?
White House.
Yeah, you don't like the food from White House?
I don't like the White House. Yeah, I don't like White Castle or White House, nothing, anything. The song White Houses by Vanessa Carlton, don't even like that. I love Waffle House. I don't have it memorized, the scattered, smothered, covered. Mainly because every time I go, I get my hash browns just normal.
Scattered,
I don't get
smothered.
I don't know what it is because I've not only like been there once in passing.
So like they have like they say like, oh, I want my hash browns, and you say either scattered, smothered, covered, diced, chopped. You've all these different like lingos, and it's written on the menu. There's a cheat sheet right there on the menu.
So it tells you what you get for each of those.
Yes.
Yeah,
so like I think diced is like they throw in pieces of ham in there.
I did mine when I was there.
One of them has cheese. I think covered is cheese, maybe.
That would make sense. Mine had, I don't remember how I ordered it, but the guy I was with did it, so I copied. It had onions and jalapenos, and it was the best.
Oh, it's so
good. The best hash browns I've ever had.
And you really can throw pretty much anything you want into these hash browns. And their hash browns are good to begin with. I eat them plain. But everyone I know, like, goats, you know. Yeah, and so they're like, oh, how would you like your hash browns? I'm always just, like, plain. And other people will be like, I'll do scattered, diced, and chunked.
Well done.
And then that means whatever.
Oh,
but
that's kind of cool.
And
I did not know that.
I feel bad because, like, for as much as I love Waffle House, and I am obsessed with Waffle House, I don't have them memorized. Does that make me a bad fan?
You know what you like.
So if I was like, you'd
probably just order the same thing all the time.
Right. That'd be like if I was in a Jake Owen music video and I didn't know all of his albums.
Why are you flexing?
Oh my God! What are all his albums? Go ahead. What are they?
I don't know.
What an idiot.
I am an
idiot. Doesn't know Jake's albums.
I like to say that Jake Owen was in my music video.
Mm-hmm.
It was shot at a Waffle House, and like they had to close down. Waffle Houses are known for being open 24/7, 365.
Okay.
Until a fight breaks out.
Well, no, even then, they'll keep them open through the fight. In fact, like the National Weather Service uses Waffle Houses based on, like, if they close a Waffle House location, that's how they know a storm is getting bad, like a hurricane. Like,
uh-oh.
So the Waffle House is in Florida. Yeah. It's like they always stay open.
I wonder how the employees feel about that.
So the albums, right? 2009, Easy Does It. 2011, Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Oh, that's a great album.
Ooh, don't forget in 2006, Starting With Me. Ooh, and the classic from 2019, Greetings from Jake. And in 2013, we had Days of Gold. And in 2016, American Love.
2016 was the album that I shot the music video.
Oh, it has that van. I've heard you talk about the van.
Real Life. Real Life was in that on that album, I think. That was the music video I was in.
Do you think you could...
I keep putting the sunglasses on every single time I say this, by the way.
Do you think you could get Court and I now in a Jake Owen music video since you've been in one and you know him? Don't you know like his best friend or something?
I could probably pull some strings. So my best friend was the director of the music video.
Pass those sunglasses over here.
Okay. Oh, yeah? What do you got?
I was in Brett Denon's music video. So
Brett
I don't need to
Denon.
Be in Jake's.
Are you being serious?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
my guy.
What were you doing in his music video?
It was
video?
The Comeback Kid is the song. And I'm at a concert. Front row, like on the railings, singing along. And it's funny because this is like something you can relate. You know, it's something I like to bring up when people like bring it up. Like, oh,
right.
I was in a video.
It's a really fun fact.
And it is. And the problem is I love showing people and I love talking about it. But I'm with my ex-girlfriend in the video.
Oh,
we're, like,
no!
Oh, really?
So Milady hates when I bring it up.
Yeah, right.
And so it's always like really weird.
Oh, I get that. I get that.
So maybe I need a new music video to be in, Jake Owen.
Yeah.
Where I'm either alone or with Milady.
Yeah. Melissa, I wish you could relate. I mean, you'll understand.
It's the coolest thing ever.
It's probably one of the best things I've ever done in my life. It goes Jake Owen music video, seat filling at the Oscars. Like, the one and two. Like, those are...
Then marriage.
Then marriage.
I feel like a loser.
We were thinking.
No, Melissa, we'll get you in a music video.
I've never been in a music video.
Oh, I have a good friend in Stained. I'll hook you up.
Oh, it's been a while since I could.
For real?
No, I hate that band.
My... Oh, darn it.
I tried to think of the worst band I could think of, and I landed on Stained.
Yeah, you like
Stained.
Nickelback? We could get you. I've got a friend who knows Chad.
Look at this photograph.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you guys have both been in music videos.
I
haven't.
I, I can't believe you haven't, honestly. Because, Melissa, you've got stories for days.
I've been at a concert where they made a music video.
Okay.
It was Bon Jovi.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. See, you're halfway there.
Living on a prayer. Prayer's answered.
That was the video.
Yes.
Was it really? Like, was that the
I was
video?
Like 15. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, wait.
Maybe I was, yeah.
This is a really fun fact.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you couldn't see me.
Sure.
It was just the crowd.
You see her bra go flying across the stage.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, man, who would throw their bra at a concert?
Yeah.
And it's like.
My dad wouldn't let me do that.
Yeah.
Oh, what a jerk.
I like that you asked your dad's permission. Hey, Dad, can I throw my bra on stage?
No.
Melissa, you're 15.
You got to wait till you're 16.
Yeah, right. You got to wait till you get you graduate from the training bra. Which.
Ooh.
I know. That is a weird thing, though. Just the idea of like a training bra. I don't know if I'm going down an avenue now. We shouldn't go down. But like.
What's weird about it?
Well, just the fact that like you. It's like the learner's permit for a bra. Like, is that what it is?
Well,
like,
yeah.
You can only put it on if your mom is in the front seat with you.
I know. It is kind of weird. But, I mean, the training bra needs to be so when a girl is blossoming.
Sure. I like your choice of words.
She, you know, as you know, it's just, it doesn't look like full-blown boobs yet.
Right.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, the training bra is just like getting you used to wearing something every day.
Okay.
And then it keeps the flowers where they haven't bloomed for the morning.
Gotcha.
In place. And so it doesn't seem as poppy.
That's a fantastic analogy.
That was a really...
It was safe and it was appropriate.
I legitimately had... I felt like I just watched a back-to-school special.
And it was answered.
You know?
It answered your question.
Or like an after-school special. Like, it was very educational. That was a video I would have watched in guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would have watched that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It says bras in it. I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, it teaches about bras. And next up, boys' underwear.
Oh, skip.
Skip.
No, but I legitimately had no idea. And mm-hmm. I've never even asked that to my wife. Like,
yeah.
I've just never thought to ask.
Right. And plus, like, a really pretty bra would look very strange on, like, a 10-year-old.
Yeah,
or
right.
Not, well,
sure.
Some girls do need them at 10. I mean, actually see it.
There's no such thing
but
as, like, a cool-looking training bra, though, right?
Like, no,
nobody
just
invests. Like, no, like Hanes isn't investing their money into making
those. She's saying they have
cool
to be the least sexual thing out
right,
there.
Yeah, right, right. I imagine.
Yeah, dumb, yeah, they're just.
As they
you
should be.
That's a total. Yeah, and Hanes, I think, do make training bras, by
okay
the way. So, but yeah, you're just making it look like, you know, it's the most kid-like thing you could ever imagine.
Yeah, yeah,
because
right
it's not going to be something lacy on,
but
like, a 12-year-old.
But they're not throwing, like, SpongeBob SquarePants on those things, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because like little boys' underwear, I used to have.
Superman.
I have designs. Yeah, oh yeah. I had the coolest. I had these like Super Mario. Like underwear.
The Mario yeah.
I loved those.
Did
those
you?
Awesome. Yeah.
Aw, that's cute.
Mario had his little raccoon tail. You know,
I still have some funny boxers.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's so you though.
That is you.
That is so you.
Are you a boxer?
I said boxers, but I wear briefs.
Okay. Oh, you wear briefs.
I wear boxer briefs.
Oh, so okay. That's what I'd say.
That guy, when I hear boxers, I think loose. The
yes
loose-fitting boxers.
What's the deal with that? Any guys wear boxers? The short briefy ones, not the ones with the legs. The ones that look like the short ones.
Like briefs?
Yeah.
I think she's describing briefs. Boxers are baggy, almost like shorts.
If Superman, like what Superman wears... Without the tights.
All right. What
does
quail
that make sense?
What
yeah
Quail Boy wears
yes
on the outside.
Yes, yes. Well, what Quail Man wears quail on the man outside.
What's the ones that are actual white underwear, but they've got leg parts to them?
Oh, those are
boxer briefs.
Okay, those are boxer briefs.
Yes.
Briefs don't have as much leg, but they're tight.
Yeah,
boxers
briefs
have
don't
leg,
have the leg.
Loose.
Briefs well, are just the bikini bottom.
Briefs are just the bikini bottom.
Yes, that's
okay.
Yes.
this is the funniest conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
So for imagery, myself, am a boxer brief guy.
You didn't have to say for imagery. I don't want to imagery.
Oh, no, I just had to, so that you can picture what's going on here.
I don't want to picture you in your underwear.
Oh, no, no, just go with it. Shirtless.
Okay. All right.
Just
yeah.
go with it.
Black pair.
Shirtless, yeah.
I'm stretching.
A back that's like, you know, a little hairier than it probably should be, but it, never mind that.
But just focus on that part.
Yeah.
Look down.
Oh,
the briefs. We're talking
God.
The boxer briefs.
Well, now that we're on that, what do you wear?
Boxer briefs all day, every day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the thing. Do guys
even
just
in the
wear
shower.
The briefs anymore?
Good looking guys.
Yes.
Come on, the real.
No, no, real, no joke. Like if you have a V, if you have a deep V, I would probably go briefs.
Why? Why does that?
Show off more skin.
Show off muscles, skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a little more European.
Right.
It's, yeah, I would think it's more European, but isn't it in the world of you, isn't that cheesy to be wearing just briefs?
Maybe. If they're white, I would get colored briefs, you know.
Oh, okay.
I would get like black or gray.
I really don't
gray.
Know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, no, it's a good question.
I thought it was cooler to wear boxer briefs, but what do I know?
When I think of briefs, I think of like my dad. I feel like my dad always like.
So it's either dad-like or hot guy.
And I feel like I feel like it's generational.
Okay.
Because I remember it was like. Like, my dad's generation wears briefs. Then I think after that was, like, boxers became popular. Then somewhere along the line, they were like, let's mix the two together, boxer briefs. And now I think,
yeah,
I almost think every guy wears boxer briefs now.
Well, what do you think about a guy who just wears boxers that are, like, loose? Guys wear that? Why would they pick that over boxer briefs?
It's looser. So if you like the feeling of not having much there, where a brief will make you feel secure, almost like a bra.
Yeah,
more
right.
support.
More
yeah,
support.
Brief, yeah, definitely more support. Boxers, least amount of support.
Okay.
The boxers are like me in a serious conversation. You're not gonna get much support from me.
Well, I just wonder why a guy would choose like no support. You know,
if they like feeling free.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Court, but I feel like there were like reports that came out of like guys that wear boxers. They're, let's call them walnuts. Or how'd you pronounce them? Walnuts?
Walnuts.
Walnuts. So.
They jiggle around a lot more, mm-hmm. and it hurts your, like, your baby maker count.
I have also
really?
Heard this.
Yeah.
I cannot confirm, but I'm familiar with the
rumor. Thought it was just if it was too tight.
But then also I've heard the other side. Where
and
it's
I,
the
yes,
other
and I've also heard that too.
Levels.
I'm pretty sure like everything just lowers your baby maker
and
count.
Mountain Dew.
laptops on your lap? Yeah.
Actually, no, there's a new study, and I meant to bring this up to you, that Waffle House.
Stop. Don't you do that. Don't you put that on
when
me.
When you get just the diced potatoes plain.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
You have to get the covered, smothered,
well,
and
what did
mothered.
We talk about today in Daily Deets, the alcohol?
Oh, versus how long you live?
Right. Like, would you, because people in Illinois said they would take 3 years off their life to continue
yeah,
drinking
it was like
alcohol.
63% of people said they would take 3 years off their life. They rather take 3 years off their life than give up alcohol.
I would take 16 years off my life for Waffle House.
Come on.
I would.
16 years?
16 years.
When's the last time you had it?
Not the last time I was in St. Louis, but the time before that.
I think you could make it.
The rest of my life without Waffle House?
Keep the 16 years. You've gone a long time. I think you know you're not having withdrawals. I think you're out of the clear.
You don't see me when I get home. I'm like scratching my neck. I need it.
Oh my gosh, that's
like,
too funny.
Yeah, I'm just like.
Do you guys care if I go one skip back one thing because I have one more on male underwear question?
It's fine, but you have to make the rewind sound.
Yeah.
That's you, yeah.
That's your cue.
So, do you know any guys that don't wear underwear at all and go commando, and is that weird?
Yes. No and yes. That's my answer. No.
You don't
and
know
yes.
anybody?
I don't know anyone,
but
and
it's
yes,
weird?
That's weird.
Yes and no.
Wait.
So you
yes.
do know somebody, but you don't think it's weird.
Yes.
And it's you, isn't it?
I have.
No! Court! Are you right now?
No.
Okay.
No. Now
sorry,
I
feel like we're like HR. If we like HR, like listen to this podcast, they'd be like, you can't ask these things at work.
I used to when I was
Court
in better.
Court likes to talk about stuff
I know.
Like that.
Court
when
does.
I was in better shape, in high school, I had a poster of Jamie Foxx, and he looked so good. In this, he was shirtless with his abs and his V, and he was wearing a dark pair of jeans with nothing. And like you could see his V, and he looked so good.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, if Jamie Foxx can look good doing it,
Sure. Why couldn't Court Freeman? Yeah.
So I tried it. Didn't love it. But even today with like shorts, if I'm at home and I've showered, I'm clean after work, and I just need to throw something on, I'll throw on basketball shorts without underwear. But
yeah,
jeans becomes weird.
I'll maybe do that, but only if I'm at the house. Like, I won't leave the house like that.
Oh, I left.
Stop.
All right. Yeah, no, story time. I have a thing, and I've talked to you guys about it briefly, but I don't think we've ever brought it up on
briefly.
Here.
Brief.
Briefly. Hey, nice. I love sweatpants. I love sweatpants. I love sweatshirts.
Sure.
I would wear them all the time if I could. But I have a rule that I won't wear them to work right now because then I'll get too lazy, too comfortable.
Definitely. I agree with that.
And so, but when I'm not at work, I'm probably wearing sweatpants. The other day, I went out in my sweatpants with no... Actually, they were more like pajama bottoms. Yeah, I'll go out in my pajama bottoms. And I did not wear underwear on with them because they're pajama bottoms. And I just needed to run to Target. And while there, I dropped something and I bent over and they ripped.
No!
The entire butt.
What?
Your butt!
I'm walking around Target.
You took a picture of it?
You had two
buttholes.
You're
grabbing your phone.
Of course I did.
Oh, my God.
When I got home. Like, and I had no... What do you do? I'm in the middle of the store. I have stuff I have to get.
Yeah, right.
And so I... And this thing is completely ripped, like, full cheek out.
Oh, my gosh.
Get out of here. Why are they so... Are they too tight?
They were tight, and, like, I just... The way I was bending made them go even tighter.
Well, that's why you don't do lunges in a Target, dude.
Oh my God.
They had the workout stuff out. I figured I might as well use it. So I'm trying to find this picture
now.
That's
why you don't.
And you're hairy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my butt isn't like too bad or anything, but yes, I'm a hairy man. I'm trying to find this.
That'd be funny if like when the hole split open, just hair comes out.
It's just an afro.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because this was a bad rip.
No!
Like somehow this rip.
You're going to show this to us?
I'm going to show it to him because I might get in trouble for showing you.
No, I want to see it. If I say I'm fine.
That is a massive hole. I was thinking just like a little like.
Oh my goodness.
That is like
you're not as hairy as I
half of your butt cheek is showing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
so
is.
How did you walk around the store like that?
So what I did was I pulled them up really high.
Sure.
So like what was exposed was actually like my back. And so that way, and I had a big shirt on. So I was able to pull the shirt down, pull pants up, so you couldn't see the hole.
Oh my gosh. Imagine being in the checkout line behind that.
Well, I hope you also bought some more pants while you were there.
That would have been a good thinking.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Damn.
We could just keep going, because now I want to know if you've also split, anybody else has split their pants.
I don't think I have. I mean, and if I have, I don't continue my shopping experience at Target. Go immediately to the bathroom.
Did I tell you I had a skirt rip off?
What? Rip off?
Oh, yeah. At school.
No.
In seventh grade.
And all that's left
in
is
in front
your,
of my science
that's
teacher.
Worse.
All that's left is like your panties?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We call them unmentionables.
Unmentionables.
My whole skirt.
Not to be mistaken with Lunchables.
Yeah, I was wearing a zip-up jean skirt, like a mini skirt.
Sure.
And it had a zipper on both the left side and a zipper on the right side. And I'd fit in it before, and I put on a couple of pounds, and I'm like shoving myself in it, you know? And I'm like, I'm going to wear it because I'm seventh grade, whatever. I'm young.
Right.
And I was probably, I don't know, an hour into class, and the bell rang, and I was between classes, and everybody was like almost at their class, and all of a sudden it went pop, and I was one of the only people still in the hallway, and here comes my science teacher, Mr. Doan.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you brought up Mr. Doan before.
Yeah. And
he didn't like, or he got mad at you being a bad student.
No, he said I was a good science, so he put me in advanced science,
right.
I immediately left after like a week.
Right.
But he was also the one that saw me in my underwear.
Mr. Doan.
Oh, Mr. Doan.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, he was the only one that saw it, though?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. That, at least he wasn't in front of the whole class.
Uh-uh.
But then you, like, it was just awkward between you and Mr. Doan for the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
You've seen me in my underwear?
Absolutely.
There's no coming back from that.
There is no coming back from that.
You should have. And his facial expression burned in my brain. Mouth drops open. Oh, my God. He's got to be thinking, what do I do about this?
Yeah, right.
He just turns around and goes the other way. I saw nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's so awkward. Yeah. Do you ever, like, self-report that? You know, because, like, what if, like, I don't know. Anyway, that's another topic for another day. There was a kid in fifth grade named Julian, and he was walking in the hallway, and like the big thing in like fifth grade was de-pantsing guys. We called it shanked, which I didn't learn until college was only a local thing.
Never heard
where I grew up. We called it, you know, if you got deep pants, it was called, like, oh, he got shanked.
Yeah.
I go to college, everyone's like, yeah, no, shanking is getting stabbed in prison.
Right,
like, that's not.
Right.
So I learned that. So it's deep pants, I guess. So he gets deep pants in the hallway, which is always embarrassing regardless.
Right.
But whoever deep pants him got
yep.
everything.
Yep.
Oh,
and
no.
And we saw Julian's little Julian, if you know what I mean.
That's why I always wore training briefs when I was in middle school.
Training briefs!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.